Father, I truly do thank you for all that you've done thus far. I thank you, Father, that you've already started working on each one of our hearts and that you see every one of our needs. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we give you full, total, and complete reign. This is your service. This is your house. And we're just your vessels. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I had it titled as Fresh Fire of His Presence for Harvest. We need to understand that God so desires to drop His anointing and that His people are totally and completely set free. God does not play games. He never has. He never will. He loves us so desperately, you know, and he just tells us we're the apple of his eye and he just can't wait for us to come into his presence. He has true love for his children. And I don't know about you, but that makes me feel really super good that I have somebody who truly loves me for who I am from the inside out, not the outside in. And this is the type of Father that we serve. And, you know, Jesus loved us so much that he went to the cross, you know, and Paul loved Jesus so much that he died to self. He gave up his riches and his fame. And he went into a place of always being humiliated, beaten, you know, put in prison. And he never gave up. Jesus didn't give up when he could have called on the legion of angels, all the legions of angels. Paul didn't give up. Paul suffered. He went through what he had to go through to fulfill what God called him forth to do. And I think each one of us in here tonight, you need to check your love walk and see, do I walk in the love that God walks in? Do I walk in the love that Jesus walks in? Do I walk in the love that Paul walked in? And do I walk in the love that Peter walked in? You know, I want to put these normal, everyday people in there to let you know that you can do this, but you have to make the decision to do it. And until you make the decision that you're going to walk in total and complete love, it's never going to happen. All right. Did Paul get upset at the church? Yes. Did Peter get upset at the church? Yes. Did Jesus get upset with the church? Yes. He went in there and turned over their tables, didn't he? And he called somebody a brood of vipers. You know, he got upset. So what I'm saying here is we can still follow God and be loved children and still have feelings and emotions. God never took our feelings or emotions away from us. And when wrong is being done, wrong is being done. That doesn't make you less of a child. That doesn't make you a child that isn't walking in love. Amen. I don't know why God let me say all that, but we really need to learn to walk in true love, not pretend love, you know. If you can't love the unlovable here, if you can't love your brother and your sister here, you won't ever go to heaven. People are always going to use you and abuse you. That's just going to happen. But that doesn't mean that they have to steal your love walk while they're doing it. That's why they abuse you and use you, is the devil's trying to get you to get out of the love walk. Right? Thank you. Grace says amen. So she, at least one person is from agreed with me tonight. Amen. All right, let's look at this fresh rain of his presence for harvest. The real reason why God had me say all that is because he told me yesterday, he said, my people still don't know how to walk in true love. All right. Now, the shoe fit puts on. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. If you know that you've got this love walk, you know, we don't have it perfected, but we have it down pretty well. Just keep walking in it and just let God go ahead and keep growing you in it. Until you become that love sponge that God wants you to be. Psalm 68:8 says in the New King James Version, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. See that? The earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Everybody else does something but the presence of God, but what about his people? Do you give God the proper respect that he deserves? Are you anxious to get in his presence? You know, I was reading something about the different levels of heaven, and we know the second level is where Satan abides. And as I was reading it, I thought, I wonder how many people had went from the earthly realm to the second realm and stayed there and never went to the third heaven, because God always told us, come from where you're at to the third heaven. He didn't say go to the second and then go to the third. He said skip second heaven and go to the third heaven. Think about that. All right, while researching this verse up here in Psalm 68:8, I read the original Hebrew of the phrase in this passage, the heavens also dropped rain. Gives a sense of meaning that it literally rained down prophetic discourses. How many in here you know your prophet? Hands, please. All right, so if you're raising your hand and saying you know your prophet, then God should be speaking to you all day long, every day, waking you up and giving you prophetic words. Because that's what he's doing right now. And so what did I say here? Well, researching this verse, I read the original Hebrew of the phrase in this passage, the heavens also dropped rain, gives a sense of meaning that it literally rained down prophetic discourses. So when the presence of the Lord comes, he comes with fresh commissioning. All right. You know, like, you know, I was trying to get a word for the bulletin. I was trying to get something for the newsletter, and I was trying to get a word for the day, and I just kept getting all these. Well, really, I was only wanting to get the bulletin first. Then God started a newsletter, and then he started giving me another prophetic word. Then he gave me a prophetic word about somebody else, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, God, I got to get back here to the first one. We have to complete the first one first. But this is what I'm saying here is God really wants to talk to you right now. He has so much to say, and you're not listening, and so he just blurts it all out there. So what you need to do is start really listening for the voice of God. He wants to speak into your life right now. He wants to start leading, guiding, and directing every second of every day. He wants to use your emotions too. He wants you to know when somebody else is sad. He wants you to know when somebody else is in trouble. And you won't know that unless you're walking closely with God. All right. So when the glory comes, he comes with fresh commissioning. And when he releases spiritual rain through his presence, he releases something, a spiritual substance. You know, not worldly substance, spiritual substance. Even if it's just a thought, it carries power. His word has a creative ability to accomplish in you what he purposes to do through you. God desires to do so much through everybody sitting in this room or in the sound of my voice. You are not spending enough time in the presence of God for him to lead, guide, and direct you. That is why it is so important that we learn to be zealous and spontaneous in our obedience to the whispers of the Holy Spirit. God has been telling us that he's going to be whispering to us. We need the attitude that Mary had when she said in Luke 1:38, then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, talking to the angel, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. The angel come and told her something. She said, whatever you say, that's what it's going to be. We don't do that. We argue with God, or we do so that can't be God, and we just keep pushing his voice away. God wants to speak to us all the time. All right, when his rain comes, it not only brings a confirmation of your inheritance, but it also brings refreshing. In Psalm 68, 9 and 10, you, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from their goodness for the poor. You know, God spoke to me yesterday and said, as it is on earth, it is in heaven. And right at that point, we was having a deluge of rain, you know, where I live. So what God was saying to me, as it's raining here on earth, I'm raining things down from heaven. And with the fires that are going on, and God said, just as the fires are going on in the earth, I am bringing my fire from heaven to the earth. So what you're seeing in the natural is what God is doing in the spiritual realm. God is constantly moving. If we're just in tune to him, we'll know where he's moving to and what he's trying to tell you. Your life is not standing still. In the spirit realm, your life is always moving. God always has a new recourse for you. He always has something new for you to do. He doesn't want you to become stagnant and just set or just stand. All right. Barbara, you know, like today I was sitting there and God said to me, remember God told you he was giving you my mantle? And God said, I want you to know that my daughter Barbara is carrying the mantle very well. And I'm well pleased with her. But you still have little ways to go. But you're doing good. God's proud of what you're doing. All right? We have all grown. Now, see, I'm just sitting there doing something else, and God just starts talking to me about Barbara. You know, he wants to do that to everybody in this room. Everybody. We have all grown weary at times, and in discouragement, we have said to ourselves, that word is never going to happen. It is so far away. Right? The prophetic word God's given you. But when, I guess y'all don't think that way like I do, huh? But when the Lord brings something fresh within you, it releases a new confidence. Then you say, okay, that can come to pass. It's going to come to pass, whether you like it or not. It's going to come to pass. When you're walking in this spiritual rain that comes from the presence of God, you are walking under an open heaven. And how many times has God said that this church operates under an open heaven? All right. This simply means that you're walking in the presence of the King of Kings, and there is no restriction between you and him. Are you listening here? Ephesians 3:12 tells us, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. If we're walking under an open heaven, then we're walking constantly with God, and anything we ask him, he's going to do. If it's going to do us any good. He's not going to do anything to us that's going to harm us or give us anything that's going to harm us. In the book of Revelation, John describes the Lord on the throne as having a countenance more brilliant than the noonday sun. Revelation 1:16, in his right hand, he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brilliance. That's how they described him. And Proverbs 16:15 says, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. So if you walk under an open heaven, guess what? The king's light will overshadow you. The light from his brilliant face releases his life, but it also releases his favor. So this church really has favor in the eyes of God. But we don't really walk in that favor. But we should. I'm not. I say we, but I'm not putting myself in that category. So if you're not in that category, don't get in that category. So where am I at? The light. The light from his brilliant face releases his life, but it also releases his favor, which is like a cloud of the latter rain. His favor is described as the spiritual rain. Therefore, we need to walk in his favor. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was in here in praise and worship, and God said, I have brought the former and the latter rain into the lighthouse. So we have both the former and the latter rain. We have all the glory of heaven right here in this church if we just grab hold of it. And Joel talks about the latter rain in Joel 2:23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. So what does the latter rain release? Joel 2:24. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, full harvest, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. We see here that God's refreshing rains produce wheat, which symbolizes a harvest of souls, and also that it causes new wine and oil to flow. And we know that new wine comes from grapes and oil comes from olives. So the harvest rain also produces grapes and olives. All right, let's stop here. So when God said he dropped the former and latter rain on the Lighthouse Church, then we have the anointing to bring in the harvest. All right. But we're wasting that anointing. We are not bringing in the harvest because we lack commitment to him to walk in holiness and righteousness. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. Are you hearing this? We need to start getting busy we should have started being busy for the Lord years ago. All right, harvest of wheat, new wine, and fresh oil. We see then that God's spiritual rain not only brings a harvest of wheat or souls, but it also gives us spiritual new wine and oil. God's new wine of the Spirit will make you so happy that you can hardly stand it. The oil represents the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Now, Kim the other day, she witnessed that oil was coming out of her hands. And her palms or her hands were full of oil. She was over at Barbara's house, and she thought Barbara anointed the doorknobs, but she didn't. But so she has the power in her hands. She has the anointing and the oil of joy in her hands. She really, if she had enough faith, she could go around and literally lay those hands on people, and whatever they had need of would come to fruition. All right? The outpouring of harvest rain also brings restoration. Joel 2:25, so I will restore to you, now you listen to this, the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. God said he's going to restore, and he's been telling us this personally. Whatever the locust has taken away from us, he's going to restore all that back to us. Everything that the enemy's taken, he's now going to restore back to us. Can you believe to receive it? See, you're going to have to believe to receive it. The seeds of his word may lie dormant in you for years, but as the Lord begins to rain on those seeds, he causes a fruit to come forth from your life. And you know, we're supposed to be bearing good fruit, not bad fruit, right? Another key passage about God's harvest showers, his harvest showers, is found in Psalm 65. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. So God is trying to bless his people, but we are not receiving the blessing. We're too busy looking at the circumstances around about us, and we're too busy trying to figure out why things are going the way they're going. And we just need to forget all that junk and say, God, you're in control. What's that famous saying that you said? Be still. You used to always say to me, be still. That meant he was in control, and I just had to wait for him to bring it to pass. All right, the harvest rain brings joy, singing, and celebration. Why? Because it releases new wine. Don't you want to be so saturated with his new wine that you can't help but speak of the loving kindness of our God whenever you open your mouth? The new wine will do that to you. Instead of you talking dumb junk, watching your tablet or your phone while I'm preaching, you'll be excited and want to talk about God and all of his goodness. Amen. Tonight, God wants to pour out his showers of golden rain. Now, listen to what we're saying here. Tonight, God wants to pour out his showers of golden rain from heaven over your life. He wants to give you something tonight. He is going to do a new thing in and through you. And Isaiah 42:9 says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." How many times does God have to tell you, forget about the things of your past and move on into your future? All right. Tonight, God is offering to you rains that will bring the 100-fold harvest of his word spoken over your life. Now, he's talking to each one of you individually now. Tonight, God is offering to you rains that will bring the 100-fold harvest of his word spoken over your life, words about the past, the present, and the future for your family, your region, your ministry, and your nations. God wants each one of you individually to seek the Lord for the harvest rain, of the harvest in your life, of what God has told you he's going to do through you. All right, let's just take some time and seek him for the full outpouring of his latter rain blessing. So I want you to just sit there and you think about what God told you he's going to do with your life. And then I want you to just to tell God you want that rain to be poured over you right now. All right, God wants to bring forth the fruit of his word, and your heart is good soil for it right now as you said this to God. Get ready to go to a new level of walking more deeply with him, and let him refresh you now with his rain, knowing that he who made and formed you will establish you in your destiny and calling. Right now, stretch forth your hands toward heaven and tell him, "Lord, I receive your rain. Let it rain down on me. Let it pour. I want a downpour." If you're receiving, go and keep receiving. I'm just going to go ahead and read this. "From this day forth, may the brilliancy of God's face shine upon you in a great way, and may you reflect his light. The light that releases the manifold wisdom of God through your life. Each one of you individually through your life. We have been given unlimited access to the throne of God tonight, right now." This is what God wants to do tonight. He's given you unlimited access to the throne of God. Let us go boldly before his throne right now. But let us also become awakened to the fullness of our blessing of living in a place of constant, continuous fellowship with him who sits upon the throne. From tonight on will be a time of living even more powerfully under open heavens and the cloud of his presence. His favor, which brings true riches, release the latter rain upon you for a fresh time of harvest for you and your household. We need that rain to rain upon our households. Get ready, be of good cheer, celebrate. Your eyes shall see the glory of the Lord. Every day, keep asking God to pour out more of the latter rain. Every day, ask for more of the latter rain. Don't do it while you're driving, though. Because God just told me to tell you that. All right? Every day, ask him for the harvest. Every day, thank him for the favor he has bestowed upon you to possess the kingdom. Every day, put on a fresh anointing of the presence of the Lord. His latter rain brings forth the olive, which is the anointing oil of fresh power in the Holy Spirit. Then the Lord is going to take your life and display his goodness, his grace, and his manifold wisdom through you. Thank God for the cloud of favor he has released over you, the favor that releases the latter rain. Read that again. The Lord is going to take your life and display his goodness, his grace, and his manifold wisdom through you. Thank God for the cloud of favor he has released over you, the favor that releases the latter rain. Ask God for the kingdom. you need to ask God for the one time God said, ask me for the kingdom. And that's what I do. I need all the power that heaven has so I can go forth and do the works that God has called me forth to do, especially in this dispensation of time. We need all of the glory of God. It is His good pleasure to give to you the kingdom, which is a favor to walk in the fullness of your inheritance. It is His good pleasure to give to you the kingdom, which is a favor to walk in the fullness of your inheritance. Whatever God has spoken over your life, He wants to give it to you this night in the fullness of how He spoke it. Perhaps you've been going through a narrow place. If so, decree over your life that is a time of release for you. As you go through the gates, you will make a powerful transition in the spirit. Well, before God asked us to go through the gate and He said we didn't do it, tonight we're doing it. We're going through that gate right now. And we're making a powerful transition in the spirit realm. And we're going to find ourselves not being happy and content with the natural things of this world, because we're going to want the joy and everything that comes with walking in the Spirit. As you say yes to Him, and even as you enter through the doors that He opens, it is preparation for their courses to be laid for the multitudes to follow. Hear that? We are a remnant church. We are preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus, right? So He says, as you say yes to Him, and even as you enter through the doors that He opens, it is preparation for the courses to be laid for the multitudes to follow. In other words, if you'll just walk through that door tonight, you're going to be witness for Jesus. You're going to quit your cussing and carrying on, and you're going to start talking to people about the Father. And you're going to lead them to Christ. You can't be high. You can't be drunk. You know, you can't be cussing and then say to me, you ought to go to church with me. Well, I'm sorry, but that ruined my middle daughter from going to church, because that's what happened to her. Those are your fake Christians. Those are your hypocrites. Your breakthrough of tonight will become the breakthrough for many in the future. In other words, as you broke through tonight, you're going to bring others through now, through that gate. You're going to see a great salvation of souls. Joel chapter 2, 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He hath given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, the latter rain, in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Be glad, rejoice, 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 rejoice in the Lord your God. God said, be glad. Be glad tonight. Walk in the joy of the Lord, because you have crossed into a new dimension of the spirit realm. And in that new dimension, God is going to show Himself to you more powerfully than He ever has in your walk with Him. God is really truly doing a new thing. But are you seeing a new thing that He's doing? You know, where you used to didn't care if people, how people talked or what they said or done, from now on, you should be upset if they use Jesus' name in vain, or if they claim to be a Christian and are cussing and drinking and smoking and carrying on. That should disturb you. Because if you're professing to be something and you're not bringing people, souls into the church, you're driving souls further away from God. All right? If we're going to be a witness, let's be a true witness. Are you listening here? God told the people in Joel, he said, release a great shout of praise right now. Rejoice in the Lord. Shout with shouts of joy. Shout with shouts of victory. Shout with shouts of exuberance. Celebrate the light of the king's face. We behold the light of the king's face, the light that releases life, and a cloud of favor that releases a latter rain. So we shouldn't be walking around with a long face. We really shouldn't. We shouldn't be walking around grumbling and complaining. We should be rejoicing continually. Amen. You know, in my house, I've made the people come to church because I'm bringing Christ back into my house. But I also see them come in here and sit and wish they were someplace else. Or they drag their feet getting ready to go. And that bothers me because God has provided so well for you. And you're spitting in his face, right? We make all kind of excuses why we can't go into the house of the Lord. But yet we can find all the time and everything else, energy, whatever, to do things of the world. And I'm talking about everybody, everybody. Why don't we give God what's due to him? That's respect and honor. And why don't we glorify him? Because he just gave you a precious gift. And he didn't have to. But because you sat here and asked, said, I want all that. He poured that into you. Now what you do with it is up to you. Once God gives you a gift, he never takes it back. So you could be the biggest heathen in the world and still prophesy or lay hands on the sick or whatever. Let's not be that type of people. There's too many churches for those kinds of people. Let's truly be just like Jesus. And let's start letting the world see what God is all about. He's a God of love. He's not a God of lust. He's a God of love. And he so desires for his children to walk in his love. I wish you'd all quit trying to look for a man or look for a woman and look for God. And once you find God, then everything else falls into place. But as long as you're searching for everything else, give me another hit or whatever you do, you're never going to find God and you're never going to walk in the fullness of who he is. And I don't know where you're going to end up at. I'm really encouraging you tonight to get rid of your foolishness. We don't have any more time. The prophetic words God gave me for the bulletin and for the newsletter are powerful. But we're supposed to be already there. People shouldn't be able to walk through the door. They should fall out when they hit the door. We should have to drag them in or drag them back out. Whichever has space. But that doesn't happen. I haven't seen that happen yet. Have you? Say no, because you haven't seen that. I'm hearing God say, but you will see it. But for the present, he's saying, walk in what I give you this night. Carry it. Take care of it. Nourish it. Allow God to be all that you need him to be in your life. We can't make it on our own, guys. There's so much coming down the road. And God said only those who walk close to him will he keep. You'll be one of them out there robbing stores and everything to get something to eat because God's not going to keep you. I'm waiting for those days. Well, he did say in the one prophetic word he gave me, I don't know if it's a bullet or the newsletter, he said the days of the fish and the loaves have come upon you. You know, and he multiplied the fish and the loaves. Right? Don't you need God to multiply your food or your money or whatever? Don't you need him to multiply that? Then you're going to have to walk under this latter rain he gave you tonight. I was so excited when I left you the night in that rain. I mean, it hurt when it hit me. It was so hard. I got in the truck. I said, God, that was a lot of rain. I did. I really believe that with all my heart. You might say I'm nuts, but that's okay. I have a good time being there all by myself, you know, because I know what kind of God I serve. And I know that he can do all kind of things. But see, y'all don't know that. You don't go by what you've went through. You go by what somebody's told you. Why do you think you go through your trials and your tests? So you have a testimony. And you don't have to give somebody else's testimony. And just like God said to me that one night, I was super sick. He said, hey, he said, daughter, you raised the dead. Why don't you do it for yourself? And I did that. And I got better. Are you understanding this? If I had never done that, I wouldn't know what I was supposed to do. So whatever God allows you to go through, there's a purpose for that. And somewhere down the road, you're going to use what you went through. All right, if people don't like you and they put you down all the time and cuss you, that's okay. There's a purpose for that. And down the road, you're going to find out why. You know, I'm so tired of being crapped on, aren't you? But, you know, and until God makes them stop, that's going to happen. But I'm just like you. I have to get in my little corner and throw a fit about it first. Then I say, okay, God, when you're ready for it to stop, it'll stop. Isn't that what you do, Donna? Say yes. That's a good answer. Say yes. Come on. Are you ready? Right now. God wants to now to put drop the oil on you. But for that, you're going to have to come to the altar. He's already given you the latter rain. Now he wants to drop the oil, the new wine. That will bring you one step further up into the glory realm.